there. I'm your host, Leslie Randolph. I'm a self-confidence coach for teenage girls and the self-confidence coach you wish you had as a teen. Honestly, I'm the self-confidence coach I wish I had as a teen because I know I could have saved myself and my mother a whole lot of heartache if I'd only known then what I know now. I hope to save you some of that suffering by sharing the lessons I learned late in life right here on Why Didn't They Tell Us. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, happy people. Welcome back to Why Didn't They Tell Us. Always excited to be in a room with you. But before we get into it, I want to get you into that Bully to Bestie boot camp. If you haven't heard, which means you didn't tune in last week, and you'll want to, it was a good one. I am doing a free 5-day challenge to help you supercharge your self-confidence by changing your self-talk. You know, I think a lot of us are under the impression that something external needs to change for us to feel more confident. Like we have to do or be something different in order to feel that way. Our grades need to be better. Our job needs to be better. The school you go to needs to be more impressive, or the house you have needs to be more impressive. The number on the scale needs to be less, and the number in the bank account needs to be more. Does any of that resonate with you? If so, I am so glad you are here today so that I can lovingly tell you that those are lies. Lies! I said it. They're lies. Listen, self-confidence is an inside job, which means you will never feel or find self-confidence from external sources. It is an internal feeling, which means the source is within you. Your self-talk is where it all begins. Listen, your self-talk can be critical or it can be compassionate. It can be the drill sergeant or the cheerleader. It can be the bully or the bestie. You want it to be the bestie. Trust me. This is the secret to self-confidence. When you change your self-talk, you can literally change your life in the most meaningful way. And who wouldn't want that, right? I know you do, and I want to help you do it. So get in the bootcamp. You can find the link in the show notes to sign up. If you want, you can email me if you've got questions, lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. I will personally respond to all your questions and send you a link to save your virtual seat. Yeah, it's all happening in your inbox. You don't have to go anywhere. I'm going to send you emails. I'm going to give you the inspiration, and we're going to feel that doubt and that insecurity go down, and that confidence and that self-love and the let's get it done energy just flowing through you. Ooh, I'm excited. Okay. So based on the theme of this upcoming bootcamp, you better believe that self-talk and what you think about you, key to self-confidence, right? We already covered that. And based on the last episode, I told you, you got to tune into it. You can also see how we let people's opinions of us, or even their perceived opinions of us, get in the way of that self-confidence, right? So I want to dig deeper into this topic because I know what a barrier other people's opinions can be for our own self-confidence, right? It's that external that we're looking out there for it, even though I've told you time and time again, and you might know it, but sometimes we need to keep hearing the message. It is an inside job. So when we are so concerned about what other people will think about us or say about us if we go after our goals, then we often don't, right? If we care so much about what they're going to say, and believe me, we have an idea of what they're going to say. We're going to talk about that soon. We don't even try. When we're so desperate for that external validation, we lose sight of who we are, how amazing we are, regardless of what other people say. So today, I'm going to give you some easily actionable tools for you to use in your world to stop letting other people's opinions stop you from going after what you want and being who you're meant to be. Regardless of your age, I want you to tap into your inner teen for today's episode, because that is really when this validation-seeking behavior, I mean, actually younger, right? But a lot of us can remember those teen years of wanting so badly to be approved, to fit in. That is when we are so aware of what other people think. And if we dare to go against it, we might be, you know, eternally exiled. Does that sound dramatic? It is, and it's meant to be, because subconsciously, this is what's happening in that beautiful brain of yours if we're not mindful about it. And the tools that I'm going to teach today are going to allow you to be very mindful of it and so aware of what's happening up there, so that it doesn't just autopilot show up in your world in what you do and don't do. So as we dive in, I want you to think about a goal you have, or one of those big, scary, hairy dreams of yours. Perhaps it's a club you want to join at school, or an idea that you want to present at work. Maybe it's how you want to raise your kids that goes against the grain of what everyone else does. Or maybe it's a professional path or a new business that you really want to launch, or a step you want to take. Bring it to your mind's eye as we go into today's conversation. What is it for you? And I want you to think about going after it. Like, all in. I'm going to do it. I'm going to join that club. I'm going to raise my hand and present that idea at work. I'm going to raise my kids this way. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to launch that business. All right? Whatever it is. Bring it to your mind's eye, and then I want you to ask yourself, what will they say? Listen, in my one-on-one coaching practice, I try to get my amazing clients to be more aware of their own thoughts, because that's the only mind we can control. But often they're telling me about the thoughts that other people think. This is why I know this is such a barrier for so many of us, because it's not even the thoughts that are going on in our brain. It's what's going on in their brains. What will they say? So today I give you full permission to get into everyone else's heads and imagine what they're going to say if you go after that goal. Can you hear it? Can you hear what they would say about you if you dared to go after that dream? Great. So now here's what I want you to do. Ask yourself, who are they? Who are they? So often we think everyone is going to laugh at me, or everyone is going to think I'm crazy, or everyone is going to think I'm foolish, or fill in the blank of what everyone is going to say. But like who? Literally, who are they? First and foremost, I promise you, it ain't everyone. Listen, you're wonderful. You're amazing. You are special, but not everyone is talking about you. You can be Oprah, Beyonce, Gandhi, or Lady Gaga, and still, not everyone in the world is talking about you, caring about you, or even thinking about you. And I say that with so much love. We don't want everyone thinking about us. Believe me, this is what has us so terrified of what everyone will say. So I hope when I say that to you, that not everyone is thinking about you, talking about you, that takes some of the pressure off. So please take some of that pressure off yourself. Now we know it's not everybody, but like, who are they? Who is talking about you? Who is caring about the club you join, the idea you pitch at work, the way you raise your kids, or the business you launch one day? Literally, I want you to list them out, names. Give yourself names, because when you just broadly blanket everybody, that is a hard one to conquer. But if we have a list of like three names, you know, the kid at the other lunch table, or Rhonda in HR, or again, fill in the blank for you, write down their names. Listen, even this practice alone might give you a moment of relief because you'll realize, first of all, that everyone isn't everyone, right? It might be one or two people. It might actually be no one. Because you know who most people are focused on? Themselves. Truly. I promise. No one is thinking about you more than you. So you should be working hard to garner your own praise, your approval, your validation versus worrying so much about what they, everyone, big air quotes on that, everyone is going to say. But listen, I'll play the game. Let's say you have that list. And you're like, no, there are people that are gonna have things to say. They will have a lot to say about the dream that I am going after, Leslie. So here's what I want you to ask yourself, again, in the most loving way. So what? So what? Listen, are they going to be with you every day after school when you decide, yeah, I'm not going to join that club or that team? Are they going to take the blame for the execution of the lousy idea pitched at work because you decided to stay quiet in the meeting and not share your amazing idea because of what they would say? Are they going to raise your kids for you? Are they going to pay your bills because you walked away from that professional path or launching the business? Chances are no, they're not. So the first key takeaway here, find out who they are and be mindful about who you let have a say in what you do or don't do. If it's that kid at the lunch table or Rhonda in HR or whomever, be mindful. Is their opinion worthy of your dream? Listen, I want you to choose a support system that has your best interest at heart. A support system that sees all your gifts and goodness and urges you to share it in a way that only you can. Those are the people you can bounce ideas off of. Those are the people you can ask for feedback. But please don't let the everybody's of the world have a say in who you become and what you do. Chances are, a lot of the people you think would say something aren't even your people. They might not even be people you like. Most likely, they are not people you admire or respect. And if that's the case, why would you give them so much power? Because that's what you're doing. You're giving them all your power. You're letting their opinion stop you from going after what it is you want. Now that we've identified the who in this equation, let's identify the what. When you imagined what they would say if you went after that goal or dream, what message did you hear? Can you bring it again to your mind's eye? What did they have to say about it? Maybe it's a, who does she think she is? Or, I can't believe she'd even consider that. What a joke. I don't know. What was it for you? Fill in the blank for yourself of the message that they have about your dream. Now, here's the amazing part of this, and I really want you to pay attention to this. That voice is yours. You actually have no idea what they would say if you joined the club, pitched the idea, parented your kids in the way you want to, or if you launched that new business. We don't know what they would say. When you are putting your thoughts into their mind, please notice that it is your thoughts, not theirs. And this is where that bestie voice I talk about all the time, the one I'm teaching in that Bully to Bestie Bootcamp, that is where this comes into play. Because that internal naysayer, it's just your bully brain holding you back. But it's dressed up in other people's opinions. But it's all happening in your mind. You can listen to the bully and not go after your goal, or you can challenge it with bestie beliefs and then go see what's possible. If we just listen to that bully, I promise you, you're not joining the team. You're certainly not going to raise your hand in a meeting and say, oh, I have an idea. You're not going to trust your instincts and handle the situation with your kids the way you think you should. Certainly not going to go launch a business. Not with the bully on the microphone. When you tap into that bestie brain, you have that confidence flowing through you. And from there, you can go see what's possible. Man, I hope you do. But listen, so many of us just feel the fear of possible judgment or ridicule, and we never even question it. We never explore who we fear being judged by, what they would judge us for, or if any of that is even remotely true, right? How many times do you actually make a list of who is going to say what about your dream, right? We just go with the everybody. We don't even give voice to what it is they might say until today. I hope you do. What would they say? And then we question even if it's true. Because most of the time, it is not true. And all of the time, it can be proved untrue by bestie beliefs and new actions. But that requires you to ask yourself these kinds of questions and to poke holes in the story that your bully brain is telling you. Listen, this is personal because I felt all of this when I left my very comfortable and lucrative career in PR and marketing to become a coach. My bully brain told me that everyone would laugh at me, everyone, and they were gonna laugh. The whole world's laughing at me. Who does she think she is? Was one of the messages I heard so clearly. And when I took the time to consider who was saying it, I realized, A, it wasn't everybody. And I also realized that none of my biggest fans were in that crowd. The people who I cared about most, the ones who I knew would cheer me on and pick me up on the days where I lost my belief in me. Those are the people that you want having a seat at that table. Hearing the message of who does she think she is also allowed me to craft my bestie brain rebuttal. You know who she thinks she is? She is a woman on a mission to spread confidence like confetti. She is a woman who wants to make the world a better place, one confident woman at a time. When you challenge the story and write a new one with the bestie as the narrator, it's amazing what you'll find. And more importantly, what you'll do. So key takeaway number two, get very clear on what they will say and challenge it. Do not take it at face value. It is not true, and I promise you, it is not helpful. Finally, I want you to consider why you care. Let's say they will and do say all those things. What does that mean for you? What does that mean about you? Are you willing to walk away from what could happen if you join the club, share the idea, try out your parenting approach, or go after the new career just because of what they might say? You might, right? And as always over here, there's no shame or blame. But I want you to ask yourself, do I love my reason? Do I love my reason for walking away from this? Do I love my reason for not trying? Does their opinion, perceived or maybe explicitly stated, mean more to me than what I could gain by going after that goal? I can't answer that for you. Only you can, right? For me, I've continued to choose my dream over the approval and opinion of others. And when I do, I'm able to garner my own approval and high opinion of me. Listen, that's the only opinion we will ever have control over. The only voice that will forever be in our ear. And the one that matters most. For me, that's a reason I love. So I am willing to allow them, all of them, everyone, to have their say. But I won't let it stop me from being who I'm meant to be and doing what I'm meant to do. And I offer that to you as well. My friends, why didn't they tell us that everyone is never everyone? It's likely one or two people who aren't part of your support system, your fans. They're likely one or two people who you wouldn't trade lives with anyway. Why didn't they tell us that the thoughts we think about what other people will say are just thoughts we're thinking ourselves? And when we are able to question them and challenge them, we can cultivate the confidence to care less about what others might think and to go after what we want most in this one and only life we're living. I hope you do. I'm over here cheering you on for all of it. All right, my friends, I hope to see you in that boot camp. Link in the show notes. Till next time. Love what you hear? Well, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at confidencecoachforgirls.com. That's confidencecoachforgirls.com. Or email me at lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. That's lesliethelifecoach@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you.